This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We'll talk about the current state of the tribe. We'll talk about other stuff that's going on in Major League Baseball with him as well. All right, Jeff promised me the story, and he wouldn't tell me what the story was. So now I want to hear what the story is. All I know is this involves a special room in the house.
Yeah, and I want to keep this tactful.
Okay.
That might be a challenge. Andy, you have a home. You have a house.
Yes.
I have a house. Many folks listening have a house, right?
Okay.
Being a homeowner is wonderful and stinks all rolled into one.
It is
correct.
Adulting at its worst.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, this whole being an adult thing is so severely overrated. It's ridiculous.
It makes you appreciate all of those things that your parents sheltered you from as a kid. While you were at school, I never once thought about the water bill.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, electric. I now understand why my dad would yell at me for, you know, walking out of a room and leaving the light on. Right? I get that. And Might have saved 14 cents over the course of a year, but by God, it was 14 cents that my dad didn't have to spend.
And two teenagers that would fill an Olympic pool with water for every shower they take.
Yes. So you've got to, you know, you have to keep up your house or A, you want pride in your home, and
yeah.
B, it's, you know, there's money involved.
Yeah, for sure.
So we have a little bathroom that's right off the kitchen.
Okay.
There's a bathroom there. Mm-hmm. And I walked in the other day, and I lifted the seat, and the seat came off in my hand.
What,
and I thought, okay, well.
The entire seat came off?
Yeah.
Not the top?
Not the top, but the seat.
The open part?
Yeah, and I guess it was some sliding seat that you can take off to clean. So whatever.
Yeah.
We had to go buy a new toilet seat and
sure.
lid.
Yeah, okay.
So I go into a store that sells such things.
Big box?
And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, it was one of those oblong seats, you know, yeah. more oval than round.
Yes.
So, you know, some toilets yes. are made yes. that are more of an oval. And,
yes.
And I just thought,
sort
right.
of like the old Cleveland C, right, that kind of pointed towards the end.
Sure, let's go with that. Okay. That actually works.
Not the Cubs C.
Which is perfectly round.
Yes.
Way to bring toilet seats into sports.
That's where I'm all about.
I mean, that's big time right there.
So I roll, baby.
So my wife and I walk into the store, and we walk over, and there's a selection of toilet seats. Okay. And I'm thinking, well, what model? You know, I'm guessing they're labeled like, you know, I'll have the B73 model of, you know, this toilet seat or whatever it is, you know, that they would have model numbers or something. Nope. You know what the toilet seats had, Andy?
Letters.
Names.
No.
Names.
Okay, like what?
Well, I bought a new toilet seat. You know what my toilet seat was named?
I hope it wasn't named after a golf club.
I bought a toilet seat named Moments.
It was not.
Moments.
Oh, man, is that funny? What are you talking
about? My toilet seat is Moments. Insert your own joke right here, everybody.
Really?
Let me give you a couple of jokes you can insert if you'd like me to create them.
Yes.
You know, that's really accurate because I'm looking forward to many great moments there.
You did not write down a list of this.
At least it wasn't called Movements. Moments is my new toilet seat.
Did you jot down any of the other names?
I couldn't even look. No, I just thought Moments it is.
So I kept thinking, if you named toilet seats for golf clubs, all I could think about was Big Bertha. That's the only thing I could think of.
Oh, my God. Moments is the name of my toilet seat.
Speaking of toilet seats.
Yeah.
Who was the genius in the 80s? Mayor, tell me if you've ever heard of these. They thought it was a great idea to make toilet seats that were cushioned. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, of course,
we don't want to get too comfy there.
Like, who thought this was a good idea? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I feel like my grandparents' house made cushioned toilet seats when I was really, really little.
Like, who thought, like those stadium seats that you bring and you can kind of sit on if you go to a high school or a kid's game, right?
Those are great, though.
The little pad that you put.
Those are great.
Well, the new ones are really nice.
You got a little seat back and
I'm talking about
the plastic sponges.
It's just a sponge. You're basically sitting on a sponge.
That's not a good idea.
Like, who thought that was a great idea?
Very little circulation on those, a toilet. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, though. It would have been earlier this winter, my heat went out when we had those a few days of a deep, deep freeze. What was it, like January, February, something like that? And parts of my house were very, very, my apartment were very, very cold. So I'm sure a cushioned toilet seat may have been a little welcomed.
Fair enough. I get that.
It would not have been freezing cold.
Here's another one I'll never understand. Like, someone walked through a house at one point and said, hey, that carpeting over there would look good on my toilet. And they made those covers for the top of toilet seats.
Yeah.
And then they said, that's not only good enough that we're going to put it on the top of the toilet seat, we're going to make specialized ones that we can hide toilet paper in. Let's take a little carpeting and put that around the toilet paper roll. We can put a new one in there, and then we can put those on top of the seats. Like, what genius thought of those ideas? Like, oh, I know, carpeting on the toilet seat. What a brilliant idea.
By the way, as the son of a carpet store owning family,
yes,
I am all for that.
You were the only family that had indoor-outdoor carpeting on your toilet then, right?
Our family had carpet in the kitchen, in the bathrooms, on the walls. You name it, we had it.
We did too. Want to talk about another non-brilliant idea?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Carpeting in the kitchen. I'm sorry, we had it too. And it was a big deal at our house. Like I remember when my mom was so excited.
There was a time, yeah. Not a good idea.
What were we thinking, right?
And I can say that as the son of carpet store owners. Yeah, not a good idea.
I just got to make... Have you ever been in a kitchen that's had carpeting before?
No, it sounds like a nightmare, though.
It's a nightmare to clean. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, let's do this. Oh, spilled some grease on the floor. Well, whatever. Maybe we'll cook on it later.
Well, I think the worst when it comes to carpeting, and this isn't at home, but at one point, some of the elementary schools where I grew up started carpeting the gyms. Which was terrible because then we couldn't play basketball, couldn't play scooters, we couldn't play beanbag toe tag, which was like my favorite game in gym class growing up. So yeah, having carpeted gyms, I don't know where that came from or why that was a thing, but it was a very, very short-lived thing in Fairfax County in like the 90s.
Moments. That's the name of your toilet.
With an S, Moments.
So will you name your other toilets in the house now?
You know, that's a thought. We could run a poll.
Where are you? Oh, I'm in Moments. Where are you? I don't know. What's another good
name? Well, does it make sense if someone goes, you know what? Excuse me. I need a moment. I need a Moments. Yeah, that could be the Phelpsy way of saying I need to use the restroom.
We need to turn the page.
I can't believe you didn't look up any of the other names.
Well, they were all in front of me. I must tell you, I was mesmerized by Moments.
I don't have time to figure this out.
Don't do it.
Not on the fly. I want to find some of those other names.
Don't do it. Then that'd be a great gig, though.
Which one? Naming toilets?
Naming toilet seats.
Someone actually had to sit down and think of that, too.
That's a marketing department right there. I'm glad you got a degree for that.
Would it be the same as, like, perfume?
I would think.
Right?
Same with automobile names. You know, you got to name something.
Now you have me thinking. I wish you didn't do this to me because once.
Andy, come on back.
I'm trying to find.
You've piqued his curiosity, and so now he's got to look everything up. He's like me after I see a movie. After I watch a movie, I have to go like look up the IMDb and every single fact about that movie ever.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
I do the same thing.
I do that all the time.
So I think you've piqued his interest, and he's like, "Well, now I need to look up all of these household item names." And see if there's one that has a better name than Moments.
Come back.
Andy. Diesel.
Andy, come back.
I'm looking at some of these. Diesel. Kenzie. These are all fragrance names. Panama Jack. Anyone else? Nobody? Any other good names? All right, I'm done. Good effort. Well, congratulations to you and Moments, and may you have many over the span of your lifetime.
There you go.
Because if you're not, you got big problems. Bigger problems than that. Omar Vizquel is going to join us here at the top of the hour. Again, the Guardians continue their series with the Dodgers. They're in town, and Los Angeles won last night 7-2. They looked really, really good, and the Guardians just couldn't get it going at the end, offensively at least, although when you give up seven runs, you know, they're back in it. It was, 6-2, and you thought they're coming back, and then the Dodgers hit that home run top of the ninth, and you're like, yeah. And then they start the game, which, like, is Shohei Ohtani going to do it again tonight on the first pitch?
Well, I hope not. That would be frowned upon.
Man, is he a good baseball player.
Isn't it amazing? And he's a big, big guy, man. Big, strong guy.
And you get to see him up close and personal. I was also impressed with the crowd we had here yesterday for that game.
I keep wondering about Ohtani and pitching. He's such a good hitter. I mean, he's a good pitcher. There's no question he's a good pitcher. I wonder how long that lasts, and how long should it last?
Until he can't.
Well, I kind of think you're right.
Why would you walk away from it if it works?
I don't. Well,
I mean, I know he got injured.
I think he's had Tommy John twice.
Until it doesn't work, that's when. And finally, or he says, "I got to shut this down."
And as long as it doesn't affect his hitting.
Well, that's true too.
You know, you don't want something like that to take that away. I wonder if he'd be better served as a closer. If you're the DH, though, you'd lose your DH, you know?
If he was there's got to be a way around that, isn't there?
I think if he's the DH, the minute that he would go into...
If he's the DH, yeah, and he comes in...
The minute that he would go into pitch,
yeah,
you'd lose your DH for the game.
I don't know how you could get around it. I'm sure there's a rule that would...
I wonder how that would work.
Or how you would... I don't know how you do that. We used to. It was mostly easy before. It used to seem easy. Now it's like it always feels like there's a loophole to everything you do. I think the thing about Ohtani, too, is, I mean, there are just a handful of guys in Major League Baseball that you're like... and
must-see.
Yeah, that are play for another team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to remember when I was traveling with these guys and we weren't... the Indians at the time weren't very good, that... You would see how they would market your team when you came into another city. The big one was the Cavaliers, though. When LeBron first started playing, yeah, it was like there were billboards all around town. Like we would go to Boston, or you'd go to, I'm trying to think of the other, there were a couple cities. I want to say Minneapolis was like this too. Gigantic LeBron billboards saying Timberwolves play Cavs tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wow, when your guy is bigger than the hometown team, and they're marketing that, what does that say about your team? What's that say about your star player?
Yeah.
Speaking of star players, he was a star player for the Indians for years. Omar Vizquel, he will join us next right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.